Welcome to We Are Here Too, a podcast about mental health and life abroad. My name is Francesca. I'm an Italian counsellor living in Scotland. Every week, we will have a closer look at the ebbs and flows of life abroad. So let's delve into it. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast, and thank you for hanging in there. Like, I was away to celebrate my birthday, and then I got on and off sick. There is a bug doing the rounds, which sounds very familiar to what I had last autumn, and I was floored for a couple of weeks. So I decided not to record anything because I've been coughing literally like every other second. And let's hope that I don't have to edit heavily today's episode. Whenever I think of the concept of home, which is the theme for today's episode, over the years, I suppose that has changed to me. There were times that I found very unsettling, not having a place that I could call home. Then I actually found it very unsettling not to have people that I could call home. And so I found myself wondering, what is really home to me? How can I make meaning so then I can, in a way, get to grips with this and feel like I do belong somewhere, because I think that home is belonging. Home is you and your body, the way you're feeling in it. Home can then be like a relationship. It can be a place. It can be a feeling. Home can be anything that makes you feel grounded, that is familiar, and that it's comforting. Our sense of home can be very cyclical, and it's very much depending on what's going on for us. You remember the episode on Remember Your Why on season one? Well, it's very similar to that. It's like when we feel like we are settled, we also experience a bit like belonging, right? And we know the direction we are taking, if that's what matters to us. Because ultimately, when we talk about home, I suppose there is no one single definition. In the same way that, you know, there is no one single way of describing a certain way of being or the way that we're feeling, right? We can use different metaphors, we can use different words, different languages, different gestures. And for today's episode, I really want to use one of the local folklore, specifically from the north of Scotland and from other European, northern European countries, which is the one of the seal woman. In Scotland, the seal woman is known by the name of Salki, which is a shapeshifter, transforming between being a seal and a human. There are many different variations of this story, and you will find the one that maybe fits the best for you. I'm going to try and summarize the story for you guys so you know what I'm talking about, and I will be very mindful of the differences in narration that can come with it. The story goes that Salki love spending their time ashores or on the surface and to shed their skins as they're doing that, because they're shapeshifters. And so they can move from sea creatures to human forms and from human forms to sea creature. The common version of these folk stories is that, like, there is always a human who decides to hide or to steal the skin, so the Salki cannot actually return home and is bound to life on the earth, missing home, longing for home. The Salki then enters a relationship with the person who stole her skin and creates a family with that person. But it doesn't mean that the Salki does not want to return home. And then she's faced with this big dilemma. Am I going to stay here on Earth with my new family, or shall I actually go home where I do belong? And at the end of every folk story on the seal woman, The Selkie returns home, leaving her family behind. But she's leaving her kids with a gift. The gift of being able to move between sea and earth. Let this story sink in for a second. If you read Women Who Run With Wolves, most likely you read the story there. If you didn't, this story is a story that is usually used to talk about the experience of women in this society and different systems of oppression and the need for women to return home, to return to their wild self, which basically means like to trust their intuitions, which they've repeatedly been suppressed by this society, right? And in the case of the podcast, because I could talk about like the conditions of women's life forever, but in the case of the podcast, there are a lot of questions and there is a lot of symbolism that we could use to understand their situations a bit better and to explore how we're feeling and what home is really to us and for us. So let's start from the very beginning. In the Selkie story, there is always like a man who steals or hide the skin. The man is usually represented by the figure of a fisherman. And that's because most of these stories are told on the coasts, on the rugged coasts of Scotland and the Scottish Islands and Isles. The fisherman is always full of promises, but also obligations. And the Selkie woman needs to endure that with the promise that she would be reunited with her skin. So my question to you, as a fellow person who left home, who is your fisherman? What are these endless obligations that you are facing? Is it the fact that you're asked, for example, to go home during the holidays? Or is it like, the need to provide for your family back home because maybe they're relying on you financially? Is it a difficult work or home environment? Is it society, the society that you're in right now? Is it the simple fact that you actually moved abroad or becoming a parent? Who is your fisherman and what is the promised that you were given? What do you need to do to get the skin back? What it is that you are enduring? The folklore around the Selkie mythical figure is a story about loss. It's about like what it is that we're leaving behind when we move to a new country. How it is that we are coming to terms with the transient nature of life abroad. What it is that we need to find what we lost when we moved abroad. If we are in a place where we can actually identify exactly what it is that we lost. I personally took a very long time to understand what it is that I was missing because home for me was something different every time. And whenever I struggles with the sense of like what is home for me, I always have to try to remember what it is that I'm missing right now, what it is that I don't have. Why is it that my whys are completely upside down right now? And then I just go back and, you know, retrace my steps and feel like, oh, okay, I got lost here. This is my path back home. This is also a story, a call to your roots. What are they? You know, like I think that as people who moved abroad, we constantly live with this tension of like back home and back here, back home and back here. I'm planning a new episode actually on living within this tension. I hope it's going to come in the following weeks. But we are living that tension, right? And understanding where the tension is coming from, connecting to it, and then responding to that tension, I think that would be a way for us to settle to really settle some of the struggles that we may be experiencing because we are living abroad. The Salki story is a story of transformation and a story of going back to wholeness. And I've mentioned this many times in the past episodes about this feeling of like that in order to adapt, we are leaving something behind, okay? That there is like a compromise that we're making in terms of like how much of myself can I bring into this new reality so I can integrate, and how much of myself do I need to leave behind because it doesn't fit anymore. And the story of the Salki, I think, it really encompasses this well with a sense of like, you know, although her skin was stolen, and maybe that's not necessarily the metaphor that we would use for us, but it could be a metaphor that maybe other people can use. There is still the sense of what it is that I need to go back to me and to go back to me fully, you know, because maybe that sense of wholeness comes from your new experience abroad. That's who you are and how you define yourself. Like, you know, for sure, there is a part of me. And, you know, every time that I think about returning home, for example, I would be like, oh, no, I don't want to leave behind the Francesca who grew up in English and who spent the last 12 years in Scotland. And I know that, you know, there are people who lived abroad for much longer. And that must be so incredibly difficult to even consider that. But there is a part of me who's just like, this is my new wholeness. My new wholeness is what you're seeing right now. Going back to Italy, for example, I wouldn't feel whole anymore. I would feel like, hey, I'm leaving something behind. I'm leaving my new skin behind. You know, it's like a lizard. You know, that's my new tail. And going back home means like cutting it off. If we want to use like a nature metaphor right here, right now. And so for you, the question is like, what it is your wholeness? You know, do you have a sense of what it is? Is it like this new identity that you have now? Or do you still feel like, you know, it's actually something that you left behind? What is it? You know, and each one of us has a different answer to this at a different time of our story abroad. Because, again, nothing is really fixed. So we can't rely really on that, guys. But, you know, what it is that makes you feel like you, that you feel like I can return to that, you know, because home is not just a geography. Home is also your body. So what it is that you need to feel home in your body again so you can feel whole. And like in the Salki story, the decision, when we finally realize what it is that we need to return home, is really hard. Like, I wish I had an answer for you on how to do that. I wish I had an answer for me sometimes. Like, you know, I'm a human being who's going through the motions as well. So, you know. But what I know is that, like, we need to go back to places where we find joy again, where we feel alive, where we feel creative, when we are not reacting to fear of losing more, but we are in a place where actually we are proactively finding solutions and finding our way back home. That is this beautiful practice that I go back to whenever I need it, which is a somatic practice that I do to feel alive again. And I would like to share it with you in the hope that whether you're looking for home, you are finding it difficult to return home, you can go back to this practice and use it and nurture it. It's really, really simple. There is one thing that we always forget to do, which is paying attention to our bodies when they feel good. Yes, you heard me right. We spend so much time hating and disliking our bodies, and trust me, another episode will come on that as well, that like we forget to focus on what feels good and pleasant in our bodies. And if we can just tune into it, then we can always go back to that place when things are getting harder. We can always go back to the place of like, at least my body got me and I can move forward with this body. Just try it. Just give it a go and let me know. And here we are again at the end of another episode. If you liked it, just please share it with people in your life and just let me know and connect to me on social media. You can find me on Instagram @Francesca_counseling. Thank you for listening and see you next time.